As recreational and medical marijuana laws evolve across the country, tribal nations have been asking what it means for them. The DOJ issued a policy statement suggesting that U.S. attorneys will not prosecute marijuana laws on Native American land if a tribe decides to grow and sell it. But there's still some confusion about that memo, and many are seeking additional guidance from the federal government.
And the way I'm interpreting this is that we still have the authority to enforce these laws.
John Vaudrey is the U.S. attorney for the Western District of Wisconsin. Marijuana is still federally prohibited, and he says he has the jurisdiction to prosecute drug crimes on tribal lands. But if a tribal nation is interested in legalizing the drug, Vaudrey says he would meet with leaders.
I would sit down and start a dialogue immediately. They know it. I'll get in the car tomorrow and drive to Red Cliff all the way up to Bayfield. So we'd talk about it.
Vaudrey says none of Wisconsin's tribal nations have approached him about this yet, but he has heard of companies approaching tribes, selling the idea of legalization as a way to make money. The issue is further complicated by the fact that marijuana is still illegal under state law. Outgoing Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen says regardless what the DOJ decides, he'd tell law enforcement to continue pursuing marijuana cases on tribal lands until the state legislature legalizes it. At the Lac des Flambeaux Reservation in northern Wisconsin, officials have been intensely cracking down on drug use. Last year, they issued an unprecedented state of emergency to deal with drugs after a rise in overdoses, suicides, and crime. Since then, about 85 non-tribal members caught selling or using drugs on the reservation have been banished. A drug and alcohol treatment facility for tribal members is under construction. That being said, Lac des Flambeaux spokesman Brandon Tomes says leaders are not talking about legalizing marijuana anytime soon.
What kind of message would that send to those people suffering right now that we're trying to help? And especially, what kind of message would it send to our young people? You know, the ravages of drugs and alcohol have been felt in Indian country, and I think our tribe in particular is really doing its best to solve some of those issues.
Within the Ho-Chunk Nation, leaders have not taken up the marijuana legalization issue formally. President John Greendeer says the tribe has been working hard at promoting healthy lifestyles and cutting back on high levels of addiction, obesity, and diabetes. He says legalizing marijuana doesn't fit in with those efforts right now.
I don't think there really is a lot of information that supports both the medical use or what ends up typically happening is the recreational use. And that's kind of something that we've been working steadfastly against in our communities.
Greendeer says tribes elsewhere could legalize marijuana as a way to flex their muscle at the federal government. He says other tribes could benefit economically. Greendeer says the Ho-Chunk Nation doesn't feel that's a good enough reason at this point.
I don't want to see our nation as being known for the nation that can grow pot for everybody. And I think that is a tremendous disservice to the decades of the reputable imaging that our former leaders have done to promote the wellness that our tribe has been known for.
The Menominee Nation, Mohican Nation Stockbridge Muncie Band, Oneida Nation, and Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa also say they're not considering marijuana legalization at this time. Five other tribes did not respond to questions on the issue. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.